Joining us now on the Arizona Sports Line, Diamondbacks pitcher Ryan Nelson, kind enough to join us here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
We're doing real well. I know it was a big deal last night. First Diamondbacks win in a series opener since opening day. What do you think that does for the psyche of this team that was kind of struggling to find its footing early in series so far, Ryan?
Yeah, you know, taking the first one's always big. You kind of get the ball rolling and you're not playing from behind. I think it's similar to a lot of other things in baseball, like getting ahead in counts. It's getting ahead in a series and puts you in attack mode and in the driver's seat. So I think it was a really big win for us last night.
Yeah, you guys have dealt collectively with a lot of adversity, a lot of injuries this year. How do you feel about where the team is, particularly coming after a game where Corbin seemed to really get right last night?
Yeah, I think things are kind of starting to turn in our direction a little bit. We got guys coming back off the IL, and it just really, really feels like things are starting to get into a rhythm, and we're starting to find our groove a little bit.
Ryan Nelson, Diamondbacks pitcher, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings, mentioning injuries, you dealt with your own, you get hit with the comebacker. How difficult was it to be on the shelf for the amount of time that you were, and how good did it feel to get back out there in a pretty quick turnaround, Ryan?
Yeah, it was tough for me because I got hit in the arm and thought it was going to be pretty bad, and then over the next few days it started to feel a little bit better, but I ended up having to miss a start and go on the IL. So I think it was tough because I felt good after about 7 or 8 days and then kind of had to stay on the IL for the full 15. So it was tough watching the guys play and feeling like I could be out there with them playing, but now I'm back and it feels really good to be back out here.
Yeah, for anybody that was watching that game when that went down against the Giants, I think it was Yastrzemski hit it, right? Was he the the batter? It looked bad, but you still had the wherewithal to make the play.
Yeah.
And comebackers are an occupational hazard for you guys. Was that the most painful one you've ever been on the receiving end?
Yeah. I've been hit my fair share of times all over my body, and that one seemed to hit it in the spot that it just did not feel very good.
Ryan, when you take a look at what you've done so far this year, you've been very, very accountable after winning a spot in the rotation. I'm curious, how are your secondary pitches coming? I know you were working a lot on that. You've always had a fastball with good velocity that where the results maybe even outpace the actual velocity because of other elements. But talk about the second and third pitches and how you're developing as an overall thrower.
Yeah, the slider I feel like is coming along, and the cutter has been a really big pitch for me. I think it has kind of freed up the fastball a little bit. And, you know, being able to use that in hitters' counts has really, really helped me out a lot. And I think there's still some room to grow for sure, but where it is right now, I'm pretty happy with it.
When I read a story about back when you were in high school, you knew you threw well and you knew you threw hard, but you thought your future was going to be at shortstop because you didn't think your fastball was that special. And then, as if I recall the story correctly, you began to understand analytics, and then it kind of became clear why your fastball was so effective. Take us through that, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I remember in high school, I was throwing about 91, 92, and it's obviously, like, that's pretty hard for high school, but you go and play in these showcase games, and there's guys in high school throwing 97, 98, and I didn't think that it was the top tier fastball like everyone else had, and then I kept pitching and went to college and learned about the spin rates and carry and stuff like that, and start to realize, like, oh man, maybe that's why back then my 91, 92 was playing as well as it was.
Ryan Nelson of the Arizona Diamondbacks, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. Going back to last year, I mean, you were a component of that pitching staff. You got a lot of action, but the action that you saw in the postseason, specifically Game 4 of the World Series, against Texas. You pitched really well. Unfortunately, things got sideways before you got to the mound. But how big was that for you from a confidence standpoint and being able to carry that over into this year, Ryan?
For me, in that moment, it was big because it felt like I was able to contribute something to the team. You know, like I could go out there and throw a little over five innings and save our bullpen. So I just wanted to do whatever I could in that moment to help the team. And I think that was what my role was in that situation. So it was a confidence booster knowing that I contributed something and I wasn't kind of just along for the ride in that World Series run.
It could be
very nice. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, Ryan, if you want to finish.
No, yeah, and then just being able to carry that momentum through the off season and have something good to build off of was really big for me.
One of the things that a lot of young pitchers struggle with is just trusting their stuff to the point where it almost becomes a cliche, but you can understand it. You know, you're a young pitcher, you're standing in these major league mounds, and you're looking at hitters that you've watched on television. You've always had a real good poise and sense of calm about you. Is that just part of your nature? Is that something that has been developed? How are you with that?
Yeah, I mean, going back to when I was in college, we would work with a big guy in the mental game named Ken Revisa, and he kind of instilled a lot of those techniques into the game, just a lot of really big mental confidence and like breathing techniques to help you perform your best and just believe in yourself. And our pitching coach in college ran with that a lot too and instilled that in us. And that's kind of just something that when I started pitching a lot more full time, that was just kind of what was ingrained in me. And I try to continue that to this day.
Talking to Ryan Nelson of the Diamondbacks, they got a game against the Cincinnati Reds today, looking for their third straight win. He joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. We know what the D-backs did with the pitching staff. Obviously, they go out and they get Eduardo Rodriguez. We haven't seen him yet. They go out and get Jordan Montgomery late in the process. He's in the rotation now. So it kind of changed the complexion of the rotation and the bullpen. But for the young guys like yourself and Brandon Pha, Tommy Henry, Slade Ciccone, Bryce Jarvis, you guys have been leaned on heavily this year. How cool is it when you look back at that group and a lot of you guys came up together? How cool is that you're all doing it together at the major league level right now?
Yeah, it's awesome. I think that coming up together, it was always us kind of friendly competition, duking it out against each other and trying to be better than the next guy. And I think that kind of competition still pushes us today. You know, we're all friends. We all hang out, and I think it's just cool that we all get to go out there and try to help this big league club win.
Yeah, it's really cool. All right, lastly for me, when you take a look at Zach Gallen coming back last night and looking like he hadn't missed a beat, the return of Paul Sewald kind of reinforced the idea that this pitching staff hopefully will become healthy in full. Do you guys still take faith in what this team can become when you get fully healthy, whenever that might be?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we're just getting started. You know, it's a long season, and I think that postseason run we had last year, you know, that came down to the very last day. So it's about 162 and not just the first 35. So I think that we know that this team has the potential to do some really, really big things, and we just got to keep our heads down and keep working and keep focusing on the day-to-day.
Well, Ryan, thanks so much for joining the show today. It was good to get a chance to talk to you, man. Appreciate it.